the Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly, with Donald Novis, the Four Notes, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with "The Best Things in Life Are Free." Come indoors after a walk in the sunshine, does your home look as bright and cheery as you'd like to have it? Do your floors sparkle with a lustrous polish? If not, you'd better put some Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat on those floors and on your linoleum, too. There's no hard work to it, no rubbing or buffing. Just spread Glow Coat lightly over the surface, let it dry for 20 minutes, and then see the beautiful glossy polish, protecting your floors from dirt and wear. Now, there's a special sale right now on Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat and Johnson's Wax in giant-sized cans, containing one-third more than the regular sizes. When you buy a pint of Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat, you get a pint and one-third. When you buy a pound, you get a pound and one-third, and the one-third is free. Now, the supply of giant sizes is limited, and they're going fast. So see your dealer the first thing tomorrow morning. Ask him for the money-saving giant size cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Pretty little scene at 79 West for Vista. Molly is sitting by the window darning socks. And Fibber, that human dynamo of flashing energy, is trying to reach a newspaper lying on the floor without getting out of his easy chair. Aha! He makes it! And that, friends, is the picture we present tonight of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, congratulations, McGee.
On what?
Reaching the paper without getting out of that chair.
I guess you never heard it's good for you to stretch, Molly. That's what makes cats so healthy. They're always stretching.
Oh. Well, turtles live longer and they don't stretch.
You know why turtles live so long.
Why, Mr. Bone?
On account of they got a thick shell they can duck back under if they see they've stuck their neck out too far.
Heavenly days, McGee. How do you wear your socks out so fast? Look at them.
Oh, well, they gotta wear out sometime. Socks ain't immortal.
No, I suppose not. Well, what's in the paper, McGee?
Huh?
I says, what's the news in the paper?
I don't know, Molly.
What do you mean you don't know, Kent? Why, McGee, what's the matter, darling? Why do you look like that?
There's something the matter with me, Molly. The type is all blurry.
Oh.
I can't make head nor tail of it. It all runs together.
Well, maybe you need glasses, dearie.
Oh.
You been having any headaches lately?
No. Well, yes, I have. I had a terrible one the morning after that party at the Elks Club.
I know, but that wasn't from any lack of glasses. You're going downtown and see a good optimist.
You mean optometrist.
I mean oculist.
Maybe you mean optician.
I mean a man who examines you for glasses, Iggernut.
I don't want to wear glasses, Molly. This is just a temporary condition.
Oh, yeah? That's what my grandfather said when people stopped buying his buggy grips. You know what you got?
No.
You got a pigmatism.
You really think I have? A pigmatism is pretty bad, ain't it?
Why, it's terrible. Get your hat now. You're going downtown for some glass.
Oh, Molly, let's wait a while. My eyes is all right if I rest them.
Now, come on, dearie. You worry me.
Oh, sure.
Besides, you look real distinguished in spectacles.
Say, I bet I will at that. I'll get me a pair of the pinched nose kind with a black ribbon. People will probably think I'm a banker.
I don't care if you get them with blinkers on so they'll think you're a horse, but get them.
How you locate a good eye doctor? I'll ask information on the telephone. Hello, operator. Say, who's the best eye doctor? Oh, is that you, Mert? It's Mert, Molly.
Get to the point, gossip.
Hello, Mert. Say, you know a good eye doctor in town? Who? Oh, Dr. Gildersleeve, eh? Where's his office? 14th and Oak. Oh, thanks, Mert. How's everything with you? What? Your cousin?
What?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my.
Where did it happen, Mert?
What?
Oh, Princeton, eh?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He was a nice guy, too.
Oh, my.
Well, don't take it too hard, Mert.
Oh.
And thanks for the information. So long, Mert.
What was that, McGee?
She lost her cousin in an accident.
Oh, dear.
He was a college student.
Oh, what happened?
He got swallowed by a goldfish. It was bound to happen, folks, either on this program or some other one.
And we promise we'll have no more goldfish jokes, folks.
Yep.
We hereby sign the Guppy Pledge.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. Want you pick your cook sitting on a pony?
No, we don't.
Me?
She says, no, we don't, old-timer. We don't like them trick pictures. Not since somebody seen our wedding picture with me sitting down and Molly's hand on my shoulder.
Yeah. And they tried to book us for a ventriloquist act.
That's pretty good, kids. But that ain't the way I hear it.
No.
The way I hear it, one person says to the other fella, see? I can't go to the Kentucky Derby next week. Lost too much money on the horse last year. Is that so, says the other fella? Was he a favorite in the winter book? Must have been, says the first fella. He ran like he had snowshoes on. Think, youngsters, when I see a 3-year-old horse make a chump out of a 40-year-old man.
Old Duffer's got something there, Molly. That's the way it is with all the horses I ever bet on. If they see it's going to be a photo finish, they stop and pose. Don't you get it, Molly? I says they'd stop and pose.
That ain't funny, McGee.
I rather liked it.
Say, listen, are you going to go down and buy you some glasses? Are you going to neglect your eyes?
Oh, no, I'm going right away. But don't take it so serious, Molly. My eyes ain't really bad.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, then take my sewing basket off your head and put your hat on.
I thought that brim seemed kind of narrow. Oh, hi, Billy. Oh, I was just leaving.
Well, can't you wait a few minutes? Don Novus is going to sing My Reverie.
Oh, that's one of me favorites. Oh, I'd love to hear it, Mr. Mills. McGee's got to run down and get him a pair of glasses.
Glasses? Yeah, I got a pigmatism or something, really. Must have strained my eyes.
I was afraid that would happen. The type of those old joke books is terrible.
Oh, yeah, well, let me tell
you. Oh, his eyes aren't awfully bad, Billy.
Well, his eyes aren't too good. You know what happened to him on the train going to California?
No, what was that?
Well, he had his smoke glasses on, and when he passed the mirror, he mistook himself for the porter and tipped himself $3.
I never done no such a thing.
Why, of course you didn't, dearie.
No.
Not $3. Now, you run along whilst I listen to Mr. Novus sing My Reverie.
All right, well, see you later, Molly. So long, Billy. Take it, Don.
Never school in the whole. drinks with formality. Come to me in my
room.
That was beautiful, Don. Beautiful.
I'm Mr. McGee. Is Dr. Gildersleeve in?
Yes, sir. With reference to what you just wished to see him about, sir.
He's an eye doctor, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think I wanted to see him about? Raising petunias?
Just a minute, sir. Hello, doctor. And Mr. McGee is here to see you about raising petunias.
I am not.
You're not what, sir?
A petunia. I mean, I didn't. Dad read it. It's about my eye.
Oh, correction, doctor. He's changed his mind about the petunias. Now it's his eyes. Yes, doctor. Will you have a chair, sir? The doctor will see you very shortly.
Thanks. Move over a little, will you, bud? Thanks.
Oh, that's okay, buddy.
Which doctor are you waiting to see?
Oh, none of them. They just hired me to sit here so it'll look like a busy joint, see?
Well, say, you know anything about this Dr. Gildersleeve? He's a pretty good eye man, ain't he?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He treated me uncle for 15 years.
That's all.
Me uncle kept bumping into things, chairs and tables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even walk downstairs alone.
Oh, gee. What'd the doc find wrong with him? Nearsighted?
No, drunk.
After 15 years, huh? Oh, that was a snappy diagnosis. Good thing your uncle didn't have the 7-year itch.
Yeah. Hey, what's your trouble, buddy?
I don't know. Touch of a pygmystism, I think.
Ah, you don't mean a pygmystism. You mean a stridpomism.
That's what I said. A prismistagum.
Yeah. Hey, nurse.
Yes, sir.
Can the doc do anything about black eyes?
Oh, yes, sir. We can fix them right up, sir.
That's swell. My girl's got black eyes and I like blue ones better. I'll send her in.
Guy. I suppose he'll be back for an eye wash because his girl gave him a dirty look.
Hey, what you laughing at, mister?
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hi.
Yeah, you waiting to see the doctor, too?
Sure.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Sure.
Sure what? Skip it. There's something wrong with your eyes? I hope you ain't been reading in bed too much.
Oh, you mean stories like Mother Goose and Jack and the Beanstalk and Little Red Riding Hood?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Well, then what is the matter with your eyes?
Oh, I bet you there's nothing the matter with them, I bet you.
Well, then what you waiting to see the doctor for?
Well, gee, mister,
Shucks, just let it go, sis.
Sure. Hey, mister, you know what?
No, what?
Hmm?
Oh. I says no, what?
I got a turtle and a chickie and a puppy and a kitty, and when the doctor comes out, I'm going to have a duck, too, I bet you.
You are, huh? Well, is the doctor going to give you a duck?
No, but I'm going to wait till he lays an egg.
The duck?
No, the doctor. My papa says he's just an old quack. Well, maybe I'll come back tomorrow. So long, mister.
Hope this doc ain't a quack. Hey, nurse.
Yes, sir.
What's Doc Gildersleeve's first name?
Donald.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid of that. I don't seem to be
angry. I tell you, doctor, I feel like a new woman. And to think I never thought of that treatment myself. Thank you so much, Dr. Wilcox.
Dr. Wilcox?
That's quite all right, Mrs. Jones. And remember, no heavy housework. You keep on using the Johnson's Glow Coat I prescribed for your floors and linoleum. Just pour out a little and spread it around with the long-handled applier, and I promise you, you'll never have that backache again.
It's a marvelous treatment. My floors look simply wonderful. And Johnson's Glow Coat keeps floors from wearing out, too, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Jones. But we're just as much interested in keeping floors from wearing out people as we are to keep people from wearing out floors.
Ah, listen to that guy, will you? When he was a bouncing baby, they didn't know he'd grow up into a medicine ball.
And another thing, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, there's more.
Mrs. Jones, you've been worrying too much about your budget. I'd suggest you get some of those special giant-sized cans of Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat with the extra third free before they're all gone.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wilcox.
Don't mention it, Mrs. Jones.
Hey, Harpo.
Oh, hello, Fibber.
Hey, what is this? Thank you, Dr. Wilcox. Don't mention it, Mrs. Jones. Sounds like Gallagher and Sheehan in an ambulance. When did you get to be a doctor?
Oh, I'm not a regular doctor, but I run a floor clinic in this building. Dr. Wilcox, Ph.D.
Ph.D.? Oh, doctor of philosophy.
No, perfect housekeeping department. Well, excuse me now, pal. I've got several patients waiting.
That guy's in a different job every week. He sold glow coats so long, he just can't help spreading himself around.
Come back again next week, Mrs. Wheedledeck, and I'll fit you for glasses.
Oh, no, you don't, Sonny. No glasses for me. No, sir.
What's the matter, Grandma? You ain't too vain to wear spectacles, are you?
No, Shorty, but why should I wear them? I've seen everything. Get out of here. I'll be late for my parachute jump. Woo-hoo!
Well, merry old soul, but a little run down. You ready to see me, Doc? I'm in a kind of a hurry.
Oh, I certainly. Come in, Mr. McGee.
Okay, bud.
Now then, just what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I got a pygmystism or something. I tried to read a newspaper this morning, and the type got all blurry and run together.
Is that so? Probably a slight conjunctivitis of the inferior corona. Close your eyes tight.
Okay.
You see anything?
No.
Very interesting. Any history of eye trouble in your family?
Only my cousin Sanford. Blondes made him wink.
Hey, bless you. Oh, yes, yes. Well-known disease. We call it peroxidous flirtatious. One usually outgrows it, though. Now, just sit here a moment while I adjust the pupilometer. Steady now.
Okay, bye.
Oh, splendid.
What is it?
They turned on my current again. Somebody must have paid my light bill. Now, while I hold my hand over your left eye, McGee, you read the top line on that chart over there. Ready?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says MKNPGXBT.
Very good. Now the other eye. Read the same line.
MKNPGXBT. Oh, boy, my eyes are worse than I thought. I read it twice and it still don't make sense.
Yeah. That's very good, yeah. Or is it? Now, try these spectacles on for size, McGee. That's it. How's that?
Oh, say, these are wonderful, Doc. I can see just as plain.
Is that so? Those are just the frames. I haven't put the lenses in yet. Now, try these lenses, McGee. Left lens and right lens.
Uh-huh.
Now then, better?
Oh, great. How much I owe you, Doc?
$25.
And well worth it, too. Here you are.
Thank you. Come in again next week, McGee, and we'll check your reaction.
Okay, Doc. Boy, these are wonderful glasses. Why, I can see a guy out the window there, and it looks like I could just reach right out and touch him.
Yeah, you can. That's the window washer. Yeah. Good day, McGee.
Where you can lose the blues, the blues.
kids. Folks, that was the Four Notes singing the Basin Street Blues. Boy, are these spectacles wonderful. Probably changed my whole appearance, too. I bet nobody recognizes me in these new spectacles.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. McGee?
Oh, sure.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, hi, Eppie. Yes, it is now, but it looked kind of bad for a while when I thought my eyes was on the bum. I gotta wear these glasses.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I should wear them myself, you know, but I think it ages a girl so, don't you?
Age a lot faster if you can't see where you're going, Eppie. Besides, I seen you at the theater the other night with glasses. You had them on a little stick.
Oh, yes, yes, my lorgnette.
Oh, what's the idea of the handle on them? Your nose tender?
Please, Miss McGee, that is ridiculous.
That's just what I told Molly. I says, Molly, get a load of Uppy. She's got her cheaters on stilts.
Horatio thinks they're very distinguished. And, of course, they are quite de rigueur at the theater.
Quite what?
Quite de rigueur.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. They always fog up when you come into a warm place from outside. Why, sure. Well, when mine do that, I just wipe them off on the side of my pants, and I don't know why you can't do the same. You got married to Boomer, Uppy. I says, when are you getting married to Boomer, Uppy?
I'm going to be married in June, Miss McGee. And, I am such a happy girl. Just counting the golden days as they slip by. Isn't it wonderful to be in love and watch the unfolding of another person's character under the gentle influence of tender emotion?
Don't tell me Boomer's character is unfolding. I'd like to see that. I'll bet even when it's completely unfurled, you could still tuck it in the back of a small wristwatch.
Oh, but really, he has a beautiful character, Mr. McGee.
Is it so?
Yes, oh yes. Now, for instance, I discovered him reading a little booklet the other day on the prevention of cruelty to animals. Oh, I was so pleased, really.
Yes, I bet you were. What was the name of the book, Uppy?
Let me see. Yes. It was called You Can't Beat the Ponies. Just as if anyone would want to beat a dear little pony. But you see, Mr. McGee, it's just those little things which make me so sure of Horatio. Uh-huh. Or do you think I'm being just a silly girl? Oh, it is so nice to have seen you, Mr. McGee. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. So long, Abby. You can't beat the ponies. Old Uppy may belong to the upper crust, but she's beginning to crumble. Boy, are these glasses wonderful. I'll have to hurry in and show them to Molly. Hey, Molly, I done it. Look.
Oh, they're nice, aren't they? Can you see good through?
Swell. Where's that newspaper I was trying to read this morning?
Right where you threw it, Careless. Under the chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I can really read it. Boy, is this going to be a pleasure.
Oh. Come in.
Oh, hello there, Cupid. Oh. Hello, Fisher. How's everything? Well, for scream's sake, Fisher, when are you starting in to be wearing skeptical?
Spectacles, Nick. I just got them. Pretty doggy, eh?
Yeah. His eyes were getting a little weak, Mr. DePopulos.
Yeah.
They look nice on him, don't they? Kind of distinguished looking.
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, I was saying to somebody last night that if anybody should be extinguished, it is my friend Fisher.
You mean distinguished, Nick. Extinguished means to get put out.
Well, for once, I guess I know what I'm talking about, then, if I know what you mean. But all of the kidding over on one side, Fisher, those skepticals are very be-going to you.
Hmm? Be-going? Oh, you mean becoming, Mr. DePopulos.
Well, going or coming, Cupid, they're the nuts, I'm thinking.
Wait till I show you how I can read with them.
Well, speaking of newspapers, Fisher, the reason...
Now, wait a minute, Nick. Wait till I try these glasses on this small tie.
Yes, but...
Oh,
McGee, what's the matter?
Molly, I still can't read. The type still runs all together.
Oh, well, you got the wrong glasses then.
That ratted anyway, and I thought I was all set. Why, look, it even makes me dizzy to look at the headline.
But listen, if you're letting me get an edge in wordways...
Well, what is it, Mr. DePopulos?
That is the newspaper I'm leaving here by mistake last night.
Well, what of it?
That's a Greek newspaper.
What?
A Greek newspaper?
Heavenly day.
Then I don't need glasses and my... Oh, shaw. Sure.
be back in just a moment. And now, may we say this. It's music to the ears of any woman to hear compliments on her housekeeping ability. And if you want your friends to say nice things about your home, here's what to do. Give your furniture, your floors, and your woodwork a sleek, satiny polish with genuine Johnson's wax. This real wax brings out the beauty of the wood, keeps everything spick and span, cuts dusting in half. Millions of thrifty housewives are buying a supply of Johnson's wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat during the special sale of giant-size cans, now in progress. These giant sizes contain a pint and one-third, or a pound and one-third, for the price of only a pint or a pound. Now, don't miss this special sale. These giant sizes won't be available much longer, so be sure to buy Johnson's wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat tomorrow in the giant-size can.
Folks, we want to extend our congratulations and best wishes to the Johnson Wax people in Racine, Wisconsin, who this week opened their beautiful new office building designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's the most modern and unique building of its kind in the world.
Indeed it is. And if you're touring around this summer, folks, why, they'd be glad to have you drop in and look it over. It's well worth a visit.
And while you're there, if you should happen to remember that you need some glow coat or some furniture polish...
McGee.
Huh? Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the community in which you live does not observe daylight saving time, River McGee and Molly will come to you 1 hour earlier beginning next week. Please consult your local newspaper for time and station. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.